This is Uncle Kip's greatest hits. Well, ladies and gentlemen, do I ever have a special treat for you today. Over the weekend, I was helping my parents move out of their house into a retirement home. We were up in the attic going through some old things, and lo and behold, what did I find? But old recordings from my Uncle Kip's days as a broadcast journalist. Now, he was broadcasting mostly back in the 30s, and, well, I was listening to some of these, and, you know, my great Uncle Kip is the person that inspired me to get into broadcast. So I just absolutely had to share these with you folks. So without further ado, I present to you Great Uncle Kip's Greatest Hits.
Well, this is Great Uncle Kip.
Well, folks, we have a real special treat for you today. We're live in the studio with Bill Roberts, the world-renowned mouth trumpeteer. He's got an album coming out this Friday, Bill Roberts and his amazing mouth trumpet. And Bill, how's it going? Thanks so much for coming in.
You know, great Uncle Kip, first, I gotta tell you, it's complete honor to even be sitting across the table from you.
Bill, the honor is all mine.
Well, great Uncle Kip, I do have an amazing album, something I'm really excited to share with everyone. It's coming out, like you said, on Friday on Columbia Records. I'm really hoping it's going to be a hit.
Well, Bill, I'd love if you could play us a little something off of it. I've heard a lot about this song, Rustling the Cattails. Could you give us just a little taste of it?
Well, this is a good one. I was asleep, and my wife woke me up, shook me out of bed. Bill, you're doing it again. You're doing it again. I play mouth trumpet in my sleep, and quite literally. And she said, "It sounds like you're rustling the cattails." And I said, "Linda, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm not rustling any cattails, okay? I was playing mouth trumpet. That's what I do for a living. So can we please go back to bed?" And I couldn't get the tune out of my head. And I'd love to maybe play it for you.
Bill, that'd be great. I'd love to hear just a little snippet of it.
Well, I hadn't done my exercises, but, you know, hey. And you got to really wet the lips, but, you know, hey, here goes nothing, right?
This is a little bit of Rustin' the Cattails with Bill Roberts.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Boop, 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 and you just hope that you're gonna be found.
I love it because it's new, it's fresh, it's a really great sound you've got. I'd love if I could hear just a couple more. What are some of the other singles off this album that you're excited about?
I should have known you were gonna put me on the spot like this, Great Uncle Kip. Oh my goodness, I really didn't prepare, but I guess, you know, I. Like many people, I come from a long line of a profession that has been handed down, father to son, father to son. And, I'd really like, it's not on my album, I'd really like to play one for you, that, my father, Bill Moxie, amazing mouth trumpeter, taught me when I was around 7. It's, beautiful little ballad called Swing Me Round the Breadbasket.
Can we hear just a little bit?
It's been a long time. All right, ready? One and a two and a one, two, three, go. Breadbasket.
Well, we're running a little low on time, but if you could just treat us to one more. Is there any track in particular on this upcoming album that you're very, very excited about? What's your favorite track on this album?
You know, I gotta say, it's a little number that my producer and I worked out. It's called The Flappiest Flapper and The Highest Highball.
This is Bill Roberts with The Flappiest Flapper and The Highest Highball. Take it away, Bill.
Thank you so much, Great Uncle Kip. All right. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Thanks so much, Bill. That was Bill Roberts with his new album, Bill Roberts and His Amazing Mouth Trumpet.
Always a pleasure, Great Uncle Kip.
And now a word from our sponsor, Crazy Man Joe.
Well, this is Crazy Man Joe down here at Crazy Man Joe's Affordable Banjos, and I'm telling you, these things are flying off the shelf. I can't even play them, I just sell them. Get down here, folks, today to get yourself a banjo and tell them Crazy Joe sent ya!
We're live with Winston Patterson, who's on the scene at the docking of the Hindenburg. What do you got for us, Winston?
The sun is shining. I am sure that those people are having such a great time dancing, maybe busting into a little bubbly from time to time. Who knows? But, you know, this reporter just knows that, oh, and they're coming now. Great Uncle Kip, I can see them now. Oh, it is a sight to behold. Oh, that Zeppelin has just crested over the trees. Beautiful. An absolute shining example of humanity. And on a personal note, Great Uncle Kip, I must say, there is no better time to have invested in Zeppelin stocks. Just like yours truly.
Well, Winston, you're watching this Zeppelin come over the trees. You're deeply invested personally and financially in the Zeppelin industry. Can you describe the scene a little more to us?
Oh no. Oh my. Oh, what am I seeing right before my eyes?
What's going on, Winston? Tell us what you're seeing.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. My portfolio. Oh, my portfolio. The Zeppelin's dropping just like my stake in the Zeppelin Company.
Winston, what's going on? What's happening over there?
Who even cares anymore? 10,000 down the drain. Oh, my portfolio.
Winston, you've got to tell us what's going on. What's happening?
It's all gone. Blew up. Great ball of fire. It's gone. Just like that dream of the lake house, upstate New York. 3 acres. Could have built a little piece of land there. Built a little log cabin just for me and Gladys. Burnt up, like so many bodies on that Zeppelin. Back to you, Great Uncle Kip.
Well, Winston, I'm real sorry to hear about what's going on over there. Well, we'll just go over to a word from our sponsors. This next segment is brought to you by Southland Cigarettes. Cigarettes so good, they'll have you whistling Dixie.
Southland Cigarettes, they're so good. They're so good, they'll have you whistling Dixie. Yeah.
Well, listeners, now it's time to hear from our ongoing segment, The Cobblestone Truth, where we go out and talk to you, the listeners, out on the street to find out what's really happening in the world. Earlier today, we went and spoke with Jasper Jenkins, a local entrepreneur who's got a real dynamite new idea for a business. Let's go on over to it.
Am I on? Jasper Jenkins here. I think there's too much talk about this Dust Bowl out west. I don't appreciate it. I don't like it. I don't like being told how to handle my family's matters.
Well, Jasper, what strikes you as so upsetting about this Dust Bowl?
If they're lacking dust, look no further than down the street.
Well, tell me what you mean about that, if they're lacking dust.
Well, everyone's talking about this, oh, the great American Dust Bowl. It's going on and on and on about all this dust. I'll tell you what, my wife, she doesn't go around with a wand once a week. There's plenty of dust in my house, so gave me the idea. Jasper Jenkins Dusty Bowls. Get them while they're hot.
Well, so I understand you have a local store here in Cleveland. Can you tell me a little bit about what you sell at Jasper Jenkins Dusty Bowls?
We sell the dustiest bowls you will find east of the Mississippi.
So, Jasper, you got dirty bowls, you got dusty bowls, you got all sorts of bowls. But what I want to know is, aren't you a little worried? Cleveland's always been a steel town, always will be. What are you trying to break into a new market here?
The Dust Bowl is the wave of the future. I say, if you don't got a bowl, you don't got no dust. Jasper Jenkins said that. Dusty Bowls, East 55th and Prospect.
Well, you heard it from him, folks. Cleveland's got a new Dust Bowl in town. You can find it at Jasper Jenkins Dusty Bowls. Thanks so much, Jasper.
That's Jasper Jenkins Dusty Bowls, right next to the banjo shop. Give him a